Hello, this is Gina from Iron Yoga Spa, and I could also say today, Namaste. Namaste is the greeting in yoga and Ayurveda, and it simply means the highest in me to the highest in you. Sometimes interpreted as the light in me honors the light in you. And these latest podcasts have been talking about keeping our light shining, happy, and strong. Shiny, happy people, that reminds me of self-love and self-acceptance by really treating yourself well first thing in the morning to set the tone for the day and to do it regularly to stand out in your life. So then we have a sadhana, which means spiritual practice. Sadhana is S-A-D-H-A-N-A. Spiritual practice, the spirit really is whatever that means to you. You define it. It's a personal definition. For some of us, spirit means nature. For some of us, spirit means God or goddess. For some of us, spirit means love or light. So however you define spirit, it's all good. And this is to strengthen the spirit in you and around you. So having time for sadhana, again, as a beginner, we're only maybe inviting a 3-minute to 5-minute practice, a spiritual practice, or 5 to 15 minutes as it builds. And please know that spirit in Ayurveda and yoga are in everything and everywhere, so you actually don't have to set time aside right away. You can start defining spiritual practice as how you go about your day. Your dinacharya, your self-care, is a spiritual practice. How you communicate with friends and loved ones and professionals can be a spiritual practice. How you drive your car could be a spiritual practice. But then in order to strengthen who we are, why we're here, our health and our life, we actually do set aside a few minutes every day. So this can include part of dinacharya, sacred or inspirational reading. I mentioned doing that on the potty, but maybe you actually take a separate time to sit aside and do that. Having a food mood journal or just a journal of awareness. Journals are interesting because they can be done many ways, and often when I sit with clients, there's a little resistance from some about doing journals or writing journals, and I felt the same way. The resistance around journal writing is a few things. Sometimes it's about writing personal information and not wanting someone to see. Well, the remedy to that is let yourself write. Let yourself process or draw pictures. Let yourself be dark, ugly, and complain, and then burn it. Burn the pages and make that a little ritual in itself of here I was in this dark, ugly place, and then the ritual of burning it and letting it go and floating it away. So writing in a journal, also sometimes trying to write neatly or organize your thoughts. And it's really not about that. It's just about letting yourself free think and let go and letting go of being specific or being perfect or being in control. Sometimes it's just writing and scribbling and not really making sense of anything, but just letting yourself release. And then from there, you'll have maybe sacred or inspirational thoughts come because you've let your creative side flow through, and you might find a sentence, a word, or an affirmation that's really empowering. And put that aside and use that for your day or for your month to inspire you. And I'd love to hear what you come up with. Another fun practice for journaling is the I Am game. In the I Am game, you write 100 things that define who you are. You'll be amazed at what you come up with. First, you'll think, I don't have 100 things that define who I am. I invite you, I challenge you to try this game. Write down 100 things. Don't expect them to be normal, natural, everyday things. They'll start out that way, and then they'll turn into all kinds of thoughts, feelings, sensations, and images that define you. It's fun, it's interesting, and it's really inspiring. Sadhana and spiritual practice more typically is thought of as yoga practice. with yoga asana or postures and relaxation. You'll find some ideas for this on my blog, my webcasts, where you can see short mini versions of yoga postures, short sequences for energy, and we'll be building on that and creating other series for you. But there's actually a yoga sequence for any health life condition. We call this yoga therapy. There are specific Ayurveda sequences to balance out your dosha and mind-body constitution. When you attend my workshops and retreats, I'll be emphasizing this and help you custom tailor your practice to meet your personal needs. Also in sadhana and spiritual practice are breathwork techniques, and we call breathwork pranayama. Prana meaning energy, life force energy, and how to guide and build and expand in a healthy way this life force energy. We have specific breathing techniques, again, for specific conditions, health concerns, and specific breathing techniques to balance your mind-body constitutions. Another aspect of sadhana is prayer and meditation. They could be the same thing. So if you have a specific prayer that you like to say, or a specific mantra or affirmation you like to say, maybe you have rosary beads, maybe you have mala beads, these are all types of meditation. Meditation could be as simple as following your breath. We've talked about this before in some of the podcasts. Or a specific technique that I've shared with you more recently. We worked on information overload. That's a type of meditation. Breathing is a type of meditation. And prayer is a type of meditation. So I hope this helps. Your spiritual practice can be any one of those things. Again, make things simple and doable and fun. Start out gradually. And for more information, subscribe to my blog. Thanks.